Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Well, just me. What's going on, everybody? Matt Bove, getting you ready for the matchup against the Jags on Monday Night Football. I am recording this on Sunday evening at about 7:30, so just about 24 hours until kickoff, when the Bills welcome the Jags to Highmark Stadium for their Week 3 matchup. Watched a lot of football today, and I gotta say, I was pretty unimpressed with a lot of the games that I watched. Now, admittedly, it was a lot of red zone, so it's just kind of dropping in and out of different games here and there. I did flip over to some of the bigger games and just watch them when I thought that I still needed to. Like, I was watching the Dolphins Seahawks game at the beginning, and then I was like, don't need to see this very long. I was watching the Vikings and the Texans in the early window for a little bit till it became incredibly clear that the Vikings were dominating that game and they didn't have a chance. So that's just my big takeaway from watching Sunday. I think sometimes when you watch the Bills, and mostly the Bills, and for me, it's when you cover them and you're with them pretty much every single time that they're on the field, most of the time, you kind of forget sometimes what the other games look like, what the other quarterbacks look like. And man, there was some ugly quarterback play today, especially in the early window. There's some teams who I thought would be much better at this point in the year that are still trying to catch their ground a little bit. Like, the Texans is one that I'm a bit surprised by. Now, I know the record is still fine, but they did not look good against the Vikings. Felt like it was a little bit of an avalanche, and then once the game got away from them, it just really got away from them. That happens. That happens to good team. It is still a young quarterback, but maybe they're not as much of a contender as they were originally thought to be. Miami is a different situation. People thought the Dolphins were contenders, then the Bills go in and they bully them in week two. Then they have Skylar Thompson come in, and then he gets injured against the Seahawks. They just didn't look very impressive at all in that game. I don't even want to say very impressive. They looked bad in a lot of that game. And I think that they might be a team that this season might get away from. With Tua on IR and knowing that he'll miss at least three more games, it feels like now, after what we just watched, who knows what the Skylar Thompson injury is. Maybe the best case scenario is that they get out of this next three games 2-1. But even then, I don't know. It just feels like they're a flawed team. Defensively, they were better in the second half than they were in the first half, but the line has struggled. Teron Armstead leaves this game. That team, it feels like there's a lot of problems with. So for the Bills, you know, I think the focus and the attention shifts over to the Jets, who I thought did look pretty good on Thursday Night Football. And I know it's against the Patriots. I know the Patriots aren't going to be a very good team, but Aaron Rodgers looks like he can still play and he can make some throws. And Breece Hall is very legit. And that defense looked much more impressive, better than they had in the first 2 weeks. I felt like that was just a matter of time when that defense was going to start to play better. So to me, yeah, the Jets have looked good. That's one of the few teams that I've been, I guess, somewhat impressed with. But after watching a lot of these games on Sunday, I just am leaving this very underwhelmed. I mean, I've got the scores up here. I'm looking around the league. Like, the Ravens look, obviously, they needed to look better. So that's a step in the right direction for them. But they had a chance to put away the Cowboys in the second half, and they never really did. It's going to be a really, really hard game for the Bills next week, a week from Sunday. Obviously, a lot of time until then. But I do think there is something to be said about, you'd much rather face the Ravens at 1-2 than you would at 0-3. And I think the Ravens' talent was always going to prevail, and I just don't think the Cowboys are very good. I mean, some of the other games, I'm recording this before the Chiefs and the Falcons play. I don't want to say I'm assuming the Chiefs win, but I guess I am just assuming that they win, even though I know the Falcons are a team that a lot of people are excited to watch. Thought the Colts offense today was just not great. Same thing with the Bears, who they were playing against. It was just like a matter of which team made less mistakes. And in this instance, it was the Colts. The Broncos game, they looked good. I think the Bucs just looked pretty bad too. And then the only other game that I think is like pertinent to the Bills and the AFC, the Steelers beating the Chargers 20-10. I'm not buying the Steelers, even though they're 3-0. I feel like this kind of happens every year. I haven't really played anybody very good yet. Their defense has been eaten, but their offense is just needed to get by. But I think eventually the offense is going to need to actually win them some games, and I just don't trust that they'll do that, especially in that division. What's interesting is that they're 3-0 and the Ravens are going to be 1-2, and I feel like the Ravens would still be the much likelier team to win the division or make the playoffs, even though they are two games behind the Steelers, who are now 3-0. But maybe Mike Tomlin's got more magic up his sleeve. As far as the Jags are concerned, and specifically this matchup, a couple notable injury updates happened over the weekend. Now, if you're listening to this on Sunday night or Monday morning, you've probably already heard that their tight end, Evan Engram, is out from this game. He will not play. But an update on Sunday, they downgraded their starting safety, Darnell Savage, from questionable to out, and he did not make the trip to Buffalo. So now you've got no Darnell Savage, you've got no Evan Engram, and then they were already on defense without Tyson Campbell, their starting cornerback. So they're banged up on that side of the ball. Now, I am not saying the Bills are not banged up. They certainly are. No Terrell Bernard, no Matt Milano, no Taron Johnson. I just feel like the Bills are more capable of overcoming the injuries because the Bills have Josh Allen. Well, the Josh Allen plays quarterback. The Jags have the other Josh Allen. So to me, whenever I think a game is close or going to be close, usually it's overly simple. I go, okay, well, what team has the better quarterback? And for me, I don't even think it's close. I think the Bills have the much better quarterback in this game. And that's why I think this could be a nice game for the Bills passing offense, because it's going to need to. One of the things the Jags actually do fairly well, two games into the season, small sample size, they've done a nice job defending the run. So for me, I do not think this is going to be a game plan like we saw against Miami, where the Bills are content just running the ball and taking their shots when they need to. I think that this is going to be a game when they let Josh Allen throw the ball and they let Allen and the offense test out their banged up defense, especially a banged up secondary. I think you just got to attack the middle of the field a lot too. That's why I think Dalton Kincaid could have a nice game. That's why I think Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir could be more involved than they have been. So I feel like there should be some opportunities for the Bills passing game to get going a little bit in this. And then for the Bills defense, it's just limiting the big plays, right? We've seen Gabe Davis make big plays for years here in Buffalo. Can't let him do that on Monday Night Football against you. Can't let Brian Thomas Jr., he's been really impressive the first 2 weeks, can't let him beat you over the top. He feels like probably in the passing game their biggest weapon now, especially because Evan Engram is out. And then Travis Etienne's a good player. I like that guy a lot. I think he can be explosive. The Bills had a hard time stopping him in London last year, but they did a good job. They've done an okay job. It feels like they are welcoming teams running on them. It's like, okay, you want to run the ball on us? Fine. We will just take advantage of it and make a big play when the opportunity presents itself. So maybe they take that exact same approach with the Jags and they're like, okay, listen, we'll live by ETN getting 4 or 5 yards of carry, and we're just going to make sure that we're really strict or, you know, really stingy on third down, and we're trying to get a couple turnovers. But with an added couple days of game planning, I think they'll have some tricks up their sleeve. I also think that'll allow them to get those new guys that are filling in a bit more acclimated and up to speed. That's the one thing you got to give Sean McDermott, whether you think he's a good coach or not, or a good head coach, the guy knows how to scheme up defense. He really does. So some big injuries for the Jags. I mean, it feels more significant on the Jag side also because they happened later. Like, we've known for several days that the Bills were going to be without Terrell Bernard, without Taron Johnson, obviously without Matt Milano. We just learned about Evan Engram on Saturday, and we just learned about Savage on Sunday. And by the way, from the Bills' standpoint, they're getting Dwayne Smoot back. Revenge game for him. And he's somebody who I thought had a great summer. I think that he's got position flexibility and versatility. I think they could move him inside on obvious passing downs. We've already seen some splash plays from Von Miller and Greg Rousseau. I think him being out on the field, Smoot that being, would allow those guys to have maybe even more splash plays, because I do think that he would probably be more effective in that role than they have seen from AJ Epenesa a little bit. And then Javon Salomons is a wild card. I don't know what to expect from him. I don't even know if he's going to play, but it seems like he's available to play if they need him to. Casey Tuhill had a pretty good game against the Dolphins, at least in run coverage. So I don't know if they would take him out to put Javon Salomon in. I don't know if it's just like an even swap, like Tuhill comes out, Salomon goes in, or if it's Smoot comes in, Tuhill goes out, and then you just don't have another elevation that you've had, or whatever you do. The other one that's pretty obvious, now I don't think this player will make as big of an impact as those other guys, but I think Joe Andreessen plays in this game. Like, it feels like this is going to be the time when he makes his Buffalo Bills NFL regular season debut just because of how banged up they are at linebacker. And it feels like he would probably be the next man up if an injury happens to one of those guys that's out on the field. At least Baylen Specter, or excuse me, yeah, he would probably be the next man up. So I think we see Baylen Specter and we see Dorian Williams starting. But I think Joe Andreessen is kind of like waiting in the wings there just in case something happens. Probably get some special team snaps. So the Bills banged up on defense. Offensively, they're going into the game fairly healthy. The Jags banged up on defense, just like the Bills. Like, they're way more banged up on that side of the ball than they are offensively. So it's going to be which team can be more explosive, which team can put up more points. I hate for the Bills that they're going against the Jags that are 0-2. I just think that when you're 0-2, you're fighting for your season to not go 0-3. And I think we saw that a little bit on Sunday afternoon with some of those teams that were 0-2 that were able to sneak out a win. It's also just been a team that's weird. Like, Sal and I talked about this on the last episode of the podcast, and he said he doesn't think it matters. Well, a lot of the Bills players were asked about it this week. Like, what's been up going against the Jags these last couple of years? And they acknowledged how weird it is. So while it might not matter, they at least know it. And then that has to be in the back of their head. At least I think it would be. So I'm not saying the Bills are going to lose this game at all. I still think that they should win. I think they're the more talented team. They've got the much better quarterback. They're playing at home. You know, the Bills have, I think, the best record at home win percentage wise since 2020. The Bills put that stat out earlier in the weekend, and it was like, wow, I think they've lost 7 games in that stretch. And when you can go back and remember all of them individually, which I'm sure a lot of you watching or listening probably can, I think it makes you realize how good they have been inside their home building. So yeah, I mean, it feels like a game the Bills should win. I just, if you're a Bills fan and you're listening to this, the fact that the Jags are 0-2 is much scarier than it would be if they were 1-1, because they are desperately trying to keep their season alive in a division that might not be as good as even 2 weeks ago people thought it would be. I've always thought the division was not that good, but the Texans do not look like a legitimate contender, at least not yet. Will Levis makes a stupid play every single game for the Titans. And then the Colts, I mean, Anthony Richardson, they win today, but man, they were looking so just uninspiring, excuse me, in that effort. So yeah, it's a big game for the Jags. It's a huge game for the Bills. If you could get out to 3-0 to start the season, you would just have to love. Obviously, you can't start better than that, but given who they now have the next 3 weeks, it would give you a little bit of wiggle room and a little margin for error. If you lose, though, that goes away, because then you're going to have to win at least 1 or 2 of the next 3 games, which is, or 4 games, which is not going to be easy. So we shall see. I think that this is going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a closer game than probably some people anticipate. I think the Bills are the better team, though, and I think that they're at home, and I'll give the tie to them. So we'll see how it happens. 2 banged up defenses trying to just kind of hold things down and piece together by glue. And yeah, just NFL, pretty uninspiring games on Sunday. We'll see if the Bills can avoid that same thing happening to them on Monday night. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you guys after the game. Just wanted to do a quick episode now, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, or have a great week if you're watching this at the start of the week.